Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Today we have Tracy Cook with us, the Washington Fire Department. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in today. You have Washington firefighters, third year for the 5K run walk, and you've got the date set, right?
That's correct. Every year we do it on July 4th. So that'll be Monday, July 4th this year.
And if you want to participate, what's the best way to get on board?
The best way is you can actually go to our Facebook page, look up the Washington Firefighters on the Facebook page, or you can go to either department, either on the west side of town or right there behind Wendy's, and we have sign-ups and registration forms there.
And what's the route you guys are going to use?
We're going to start at the Kiwanis cabin. And it's the same route that we've been using now every year. We've got a lot of good feedback from that. So we'll go from the Kiwanis cabin down and around the park area, go out, and we're just going to make a big loop and come all the way back up. And so you got a kind of a big hill there at the end because you got to go back up to the Kiwanis cabin. But it seems like everybody really likes it because it's challenging.
And it's it can be competitive or fun, whatever you prefer, right?
Correct. And we actually added a competitive mile this year. So registration is going to start at 7:15 in the morning. Our competitive mile will start at 8 a.m. And then the 5K will be at 8:30 following that competitive mile. So some people will use that mile to kind of warm up, and then some people will use it just to see how fast they can do a mile, and the others will just use it just to do the mile, and that's all they want to do. So
that's a neat idea. And you'll have, I assume, some prizes for the winners, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we actually do top male and female, and then we also do age groups, and the top male and female of each age group. All the race will be computer scored and timed, and so we get that through J.R. Perkins out of Bar Eve. He helps us out a lot with those times, and he's really good at it. So
it's going to be a fun day again, and let's talk about the cost. What does it cost to get in on this?
Yeah, the cost is $25, and that cost will include both races if you want or just the 5K. If you just want to do the competitive mile, it's $10 for the entry fee just for the mile. But it's all going for a great cause. We have what we call our Kids Fire Relief Fund. The Kids Fire Relief Fund, what we do is we've actually expanded into the whole county of Davis County. So any family that has children that has been involved in a house fire in the county, they can go to Connections, pick up an application, fill it out. They'll bring it to us. And then we actually personally, one of the firefighters will actually take the kids and the parents out, and we'll buy stuff for the kids, clothes, toiletries, different things like that. We've even noticed there's some kids that said, I just need a pillow because their pillow's gone. They don't have their pillow anymore. And I don't know about you, but I definitely have my own special pillow that I like
right.
to have. So
what a great idea. Good cause, absolutely. So we hope to have a lot of runners coming out. And it's July 4th. You know, you got the day off. What better way to start your Independence Day morning, right?
Exactly.
An annual tradition, the Washington Firefighters 5K run, and now the competitive mile. Once again, the registration starts at 7:15, and you'll be registering there at the Kiwanis Cabin. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We'll have that. Or you can do early registration. If you actually get your registration in by the 15th of June this month, you'll get a free T-shirt with that.
Awesome. Well, again, come on out and be if you wanted to be competitive, if you want to just have a run on a Monday morning, whatever the case may be, it all is for a great cause, the Washington Firefighters and the Kids Relief Fund there, and that now serves all of Davies County. How about if someone is listening and maybe would just like to make a general donation, they can always do that too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, a good number to call for that would be 812-254-8240.
And you can find more information on the Facebook page.
That's correct. Yeah, look up Washington Fire Department, Local 495, or you can stop by any of the two fire stations here in Washington.
We look forward to it again on Independence Day, Monday, July 4th, the Washington Firefighters Annual 5K and Competitive Mile to benefit their Kids Relief Fund. It starts at 7:15 registration at the Kiwanis Cabin out at Eastside Park in Washington. Our guest today is Tracy Cook. Tracy, thanks so much for stopping by with the information, and we hope you have a successful big day.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.